The news of the day is the heinous attacks on innocents in Israel by the demonic terrorists, Hamas, in Gaza. There is speculation swirling in the smoke and columns of fire from the rocket attacks that this could be the beginning of the end as prophesied in scriptures, the last days. The swift, decisive and appropriately violent response by Israel would make it seem that this will at least be the end of Hamas as a terror group, and should send a strong message to Iran and other terrorist states. But if this unprovoked attack and murder of innocent men, women, children and babies spreads, it could begin to look like prophecies regarding Israel and the end of days are coming to pass. There are events, however, which must take place to confirm or disprove these kinds of speculations, but this could very well be the precursor or harbinger of things to come. Revelation 12 verses 1 to 17. The woman. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars, and she was pregnant, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. The woman represents Israel. According to Joseph's dream, Genesis 37 verses 9 to 11, the sun represented Jacob, the moon represented Joseph's mother Rachel, and the 11 stars were the sons of Israel which bowed down to Joseph. In this sign with 12 stars, Joseph is now among the other tribes of Israel. The child is Jesus. The pain described refers to the travail of Israel at the time of Jesus' birth, under Roman occupation and oppression. The red dragon, Satan. Then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 crowns. And his tail asterisk swept away a third of the stars of heaven and hurled them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth he might devour her child. A red dragon symbolically suggests an actual person will come to power on earth, with fierce power and a murderous nature. This is a picture of the complete evil with hideous strength. The revived Roman Empire is in view, here. The 7 heads and 10 horns refer to the original 10 kingdoms, of which 3 were subdued by the little horn of Daniel 7 verse 8, who is to be identified with the world ruler of the Great Tribulation who reigns over the revived Roman Empire. 7 diadems on his heads, this dragon, person and political power, had great power, 7 heads and 10 horns, and claimed royal authority, 7 diadems. The crowns represent his presumptive claims of royal authority against the true king. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Many believe this describes one third of the angelic host in league with Satan, his angels of Revelation 12 verse 9. This army of angelic beings in league with Satan makes up the world of demonic spirits. The male child, Christ. And she gave birth to a son, a male, who is going to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God, so that there, see, she would be nourished for 1260 days. A male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron refers to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He rules the world with a rod of iron. Psalm 2 verse 9 and Revelation 19 verse 15, refers to the triumphant return of Jesus. By stating the starting point and ending point of Jesus' earthly work, John alluded to all that stood in between. After a conflict with the prince of this world, Satan and his evil accomplices, who came and tried him, but found nothing in him, the son of the woman, Jesus the Christ, was taken up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God, Ephesians 1 verse 20. Words can hardly be plainer than these. She would be nourished for 1260 days, is a reference to a 3.5-year period connects these events with the final 7 years of the Daniel 9 prophecy. Since Revelation 12 verse 5 describes the ascension of Jesus, and Revelation 12 verse 6 describes yet to occur events in the 70th week of Daniel, between these two verses lies hundreds of years, sometimes known as the Age of Grace, our current period. The angel, Michael. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they did not prevail, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying, Now the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, you heavens and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you with great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. and when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time, times, and half a time, away from the presence of the serpent. And the serpent hurled water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon had hurled out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman, and went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Around the midpoint and concluding near the end of the Great Tribulation period, from the seventh tribulation trumpet to the seventh tribulation bowl of wrath, God will turn the tide against Satan, first in heaven, then on earth. The formation of that battle is already taking place, and it will deny Satan access to heaven.